not expand upon that remark. He was still Uncle Doge, the mystery priest of the Nuang Bo. Chapter 67. Things came together nicely after the defeat of the relief column. Mergen said nobody else was likely to challenge us without help from beyond the mountains. Which help, unfortunately, was on the way already. Soulcatcher was airborne and lurching southward in small, erratic leaps that, nevertheless, were bringing her closer, faster than any animal could do. Even one of those magical stallions from the tower at Charm. But still definitely very feebly for a flying carpet. Once upon a time the Howler could conquer the miles between Overlook and Taglios in a single night. Soulcatcher had to rest several hours for every hour she spent aloft. Even so, she was on her way. And the impact of the news on the troops was electric. With only days left, or possibly only hours, everyone buckled down and put their back into it. I saw very little slacking, little wasted effort, and some very serious concentration when it came to honing military skills. Suvrin was right in there with the troops, drilling his behind off. Literally. Though he had been with us only a short time, he had begun to lose weight and show signs of shaping up. He approached me soon after Mergen and Goblin began issuing regular reports about Soulcatcher's progress.
"I want to stay with you, ma'am,"
he told me. "You what?" I was surprised.
"I'm not sure I want to be part of the Black Company, but I do know for sure that I don't want to be here when the Protector shows up. She has a reputation for seldom letting herself be swayed by the facts. The futility of me having resisted you won't impress her."
"You're right about that. If you shirked because you would have gotten killed doing what she expected, she'll arrange it so you get dead anyway. In a less pleasant way, if possible." "All right, Suvrin. You've kept your word, and you've been a good worker." He winced.
"You understand what Suvrin actually means?"
"Junior, essentially. But you're stuck with it now. Most people in the company don't go by their birth names. Even most of the men who go by regular names don't go by their real ones. They're all getting away from their past. And you will be, too." He grimaced. "Report to Master Centaraxita. Until I find something else for you. Your job will be to assist him. Old Baladitya is no use at all. He's worse than Centaraxita, who keeps getting farther and farther behind in his packing because he keeps getting distracted by his books." Centaraxita had managed to acquire several antique volumes locally that had, miraculously, survived the countless disasters that had beset the region these past several decades. Suvrin bowed.
"Thank you."
There was a fresh bounce in his step as he walked away. I suspected he and Master Centaraxita might have a lot in common. Heck, Suvrin could even read. Tobo materialized. "My father says to tell you that Soulcatcher has reached Charanda Prash, and that she's decided to rest there before she crosses the Danda Presh." "A few more hours' grace. Excellent. Means there's a good chance there won't be anything left here for her to find but our tracks. How are you getting along with your mother? Did you make any effort at all?"
"Dad also says he wants you to..."